Wednesday Eats and Beats. Andra Zeppelin, editor of the Eater.com site for Denver. Thank you, Andra, for joining us this morning. I think you're killing it at denver.eater.com. Fresh content every day. Can I start? A couple of days ago, you posted on the restaurant up in the Eagle County area, Dish Restaurant and Bar in Edwards. They're only going to be open for a few more days.
Yeah, the restaurant has been open for 8 years, and the owners have decided to close down and reconcept, and they are planning to reopen early October as a fish and oyster bar and restaurant.
There must be an opening in that field, in the seafood area space, I guess, in the seafood space up in Eagle County.
I think there's an opening in the seafood space in Eagle County, but I think there's an opening in the seafood space pretty much everywhere. We had a couple of places here in Denver that opened that focused on that, and I think it's a new hot thing now.
That's the Dish Restaurant and Bar closing in Edwards to reconcept, a new word. And they're going to reopen, what do you think, in October, you said?
I think they said October 5th.
Okay. And they're actually on your website. They have all the names. They're kind of trying to maybe crowdsource a name. They've got a logo. And this story at denver.eater.com. The Denver editor is Andra Zeppelin. She's on the line with us. Hey, right here in the neighborhood, we were noticing that Dunbar's Barbershop was being remodeled. And you bring us news in yesterday's post about what's coming to that space right there at 2844 Welton Street.
That's right. There's a new casual restaurant and bar, sort of a pub with elevated food, some seasonal ingredients, some house-made foods, a lot of beer, and wine and cocktails as well. I think in the next couple of months you're going to see that opening in there.
Okay, next couple of months. Dunbar, they kept the name of the barbershop.
They kept the name of the barbershop, yeah. I think that, you know, they're playing into the history of the neighborhood that is seeing a sort of a boom right now.
Yeah, the neighborhood, and maybe I hope they keep the barber-striped pole outside. That would be kind of cool. Dunbar, just about a block and a half away from number one on the September heat map. This is not just what's hot and what's not. This is a monthly update of what's hot right now. And so you produce the heat map there at denver.eater.com. Number one, Rosenberg's Bagels and Deli.
That's right. In the Five Points neighborhood, in a historic space, bagel from scratch, New York style bagel, and deli, house-cured fish, all sorts of traditional deli specialties, chicken salads and tuna salads and, chicken liver and all sorts of different spreads right there in your neighborhood. The spot is hot on a Sunday morning. There will be a line probably out the door.
Right.
Not just Sunday mornings.
Every morning. Well, last time I was there was Sunday morning.
Arturo noticed that their address is actually around the corner on the 28th side. There's a
26th Avenue side.
There's a big door, a busy door on that side as well as on Weldon, right at the 27th stop on the D-line.
I think if you come in from the Weldon side, you're not greeted by the line. If you come in the other side, you will make a quick stop behind the line.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
Hey, are you aware that Mr. Rosenberg spent a lot of time and a lot of money to convert Rocky Mountain Denver water into New York water so that all the diehard New Yorkers who say, you can't get a good bagel here because of the water, that argument doesn't hold up. And having had bagels in New York and now bagels at Rosenberg, I got to say, the water does make a difference.
The water makes a difference. The owner, Josh Pollock, decided that was the best way to get the kind of bagel he was shooting for. And if you, while you wait or while you just hang out there, look around the space in the kitchen. The kitchen is sort of semi-open, and it's really interesting. It's a beautiful system, and it looks very intricate, the system that converts the water.
Now, if he can only do that for pizza, we'll have authentic New York pizza in the Mile High City.
And she's looking out for it. If it happens, Andra Zeppelin will have the story. She is the Denver editor for Eater.com, so the local website, denver.eater.com. Thanks for the update, Andra. We will keep posted. We retweet you all the time because you've got the, I don't know how you do it. You have a staff of like 30 people?
I'm everywhere, like Santa Claus, omnipresent.
Okay, there you go. Good deal.
I love the Santa Claus reference.
Andra Zeppelin, denver.eater.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bon appetit, I guess.
Bye-bye.